Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Mix and match 1 pound strawberries or 6 ounce blueberries, raspberries, or blackberries for $2.99 each when you buy three. Take advantage of this exclusive digital deal. USDA Choice Boneless Beef Tri-Tip Roast Untrimmed Twin Pack, $3.97 per pound, limit one package. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, we have Dave Murray, who's become a regular part of the show this week because of the fires in California, back with us this afternoon. Dave, hello on this Thursday. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Let's start with our snow, just because the roads around here are still bad. I mentioned I drove on Olive last night, Dave, and you would have thought that they hadn't had one plow on that damn road. It really has been troubling here. So now we got more on the way, right?
We have another one. It's nothing like the one that we're coming out of. Yes, the other one was sleet and snow, and that's what made it so hard to move and still making it hard to move. This is going to be a little bit of a dry snow, not quite like a Rocky Mountain snow, but close, drier than we typically see. So, you know, as a result, the amounts are creeping up a little bit on us, but the prime time is going to be from about 4 or 5 a.m. in the morning on Friday up until about noontime. It's kind of in and out pretty quickly. I still like an overall brush of 1 to 2, but we're probably looking at closer to the 2 inches. And then you get across southeast Missouri and southern Illinois, and the amounts could be 5 or 6 inches there, but also a dry snow.
I feel like we did maybe make a little progress today just because it was sunny, and it's not sunny anymore. The sun's about to go down, but it was warm, and I think the ice got a little mushy and was able to clear for some of the crews out there just in time. So maybe we got a little lucky today.
Right. And we're going to see temperatures get above freezing over the weekend, especially on Sunday, and that will help. But this, you know, roads that have been cleared, this will be a snow that will be really easy to handle. And it's all snow, so if they get out and pre-treat a little bit, it becomes even easier to handle. But I, you know, you never know. You never know if they're going to pre-treat a road or not.
So, Dave, as you're talking, Sue points up to the television. Every time we look at the screen and we see more devastation, look, 24 hours ago when we talked, we knew it was bad. But then this morning I started seeing the overhead shots of Palisades and just gone. You see Malibu,
just gone.
Some of these homes on the ocean, just gone. We see more images this afternoon. These fires still kicking up. So this isn't quite over, is it?
No, the two big fires, the Palisades fire and the Eaton fire, are still 0% contained. The winds are still, as far as across L.A. County, the winds are still strong. They're not like they've been over the last 48 hours or so, but they're still in the 30 to 40 mile per hour range. So they're still driving. In most circumstances, the winds that caused all these fires, that sparked all these fires, it was a critical Santa Ana event. Everybody knew it was coming. You can't do much about it, but everybody knew it was coming. This, now, the day later, would be considered a light to moderate Santa Ana, but because the fires are already burning and they're 0% contained, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's light or moderate. They're still going to be blowing. And, yeah, the video, they were able to get the news choppers up and some of the surveys crews up because the winds were a little bit lighter today and continue to be a little bit lighter. And it's just, I mean, it just brings back Maui right away.
Well, for me, yeah, we talked about this, Dave. About you know what I thought about when I saw Pacific Palisades is I thought about Joplin in the F5 because it times 20, maybe times 20, right?
Yeah. You know, and it's, you know, at least with even, I know people died in the Joplin thing, and I think the death toll's up to 5 here. The one good news is that there was warning. You didn't have a lot of warning, but you knew that this event was going to happen. And if a fire got going, it was going to cause a lot of problems and continues to cause a lot of problems. But it is you know, just like Maui, it's going to take 20 years to rebuild some of these areas.
And, you know, Dave, I was talking about this. There's so many things that are at play here. You can't breathe if you're outside. Maybe people,
right?
Even if your house isn't burned down, you might not have power. You might not have water. You got kids that won't have school. They're going to be confused. Sue and I always think about the pets and the animals and the deer. I don't know how you even begin to have an adjuster to come in and, you know, make a call and handicap some of the insurance issues. And you can speak to this as well. Now there's more vegetation that's been burned off. So that means when it does rain, mudslides.
Right. Yeah. It all depends on terrain. But one of the reasons this has been such a brutal fire is that we're coming off of three very wet winters. So the vegetation was pretty intense. A lot of new growth, and now that we haven't had rain in, about 8 months or so, that new vegetation is drying out, and so it becomes an instant spark.
Hey, Dave, I'm going to go back to our snow event tomorrow.
I figured you would.
That's okay. That's important.
Because you're saying it's morning rush hour, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, again, yeah, it's like 4 or 5 a.m. up until about noontime. And that puts the rush hour right in the middle of it.
Okay. But if it's the dry stuff, if a road is already treated, does it just kind of blow around, or is it the kind that, you know, we're getting enough that it actually will accumulate on a highway?
I think there'll be some accumulation. There'll be slick roads. It's not a real windy type situation with this thing until the storm gets by, and it's pretty far south. So I'm not overly concerned about wind, but it's, you know, Sue, better than anybody else that sometimes a snow like this, a 2-inch snow, can just cause havoc.
It can.
In St. Louis.
Oh, yeah.
People get confident saying, this is fine. This is nothing. This is nothing like the last snow. And then everything gets gridlocked.
Yeah. Pretty much. I'm wondering if they're going to call school, Mark. What are your thoughts?
Oh, I think they will, because it's going to happen overnight. So I think they would have to. And I hope that they clear the fair
amount. It will be snowing. Yeah, when those decisions have to be made, it will be snowing.
Yeah.
And you're coming off the latest storm. And a lot of these schools do build a few days in. It's not like they're going to push the year. There's usually 4 or 5 days built in. So it's like, oh, you know what? It's Friday. Let's just call it.
Yeah, but it was Friday. It was also Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, barely back today.
Yeah.
I have at least a little texting arrangement and email with the principal of our school, Dr. Starnes, and I said, hey, my offer to her yesterday was, hey, if you're going to be off school, would you mind just taking my daughter for a few days off of my hands? Because she'd love to hang out with you. All right, Dave Murray, we'll see what tonight brings us, right?
You got it. And tomorrow morning.
All right, we'll talk.
Thanks,
good luck,
Dave.
Sue.
Right, see you
Thank
later.
You,
yeah,
Dave.
We'll see what happens. That's man, there's just all kinds of stuff happening, right?
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. Usually we get the big snow, and then it melts, and then we get the next one. A double up I'm not in the mood for.
Well, and I don't want to go too easy, because I think there's some serious questions about MoDOT and the way that some of this is handled, especially after being on Olive last night and hearing some of the things in Chesterfield. However, one thing that I will say, and I think a microcosm of all the things on the roads, is really our own driveways. Now, you don't have a driveway because you live in the city,
but
the streets are the same
alley.
Way. Right.
Yeah.
So you can't really plow through because there's so much ice,
yep,
and there's nowhere to put it, even if you have a plow that goes through there. So I get that this is a little unique because the snow piled up so high and it wasn't melting. That makes it more challenging. But yeah, it'll take 1.5 inches tomorrow. We'll be paralyzed again. That's my anticipation. We'll see. You might have Alexa Reardon doing Sue's News with you tomorrow, Sue. That might my anticipation. She might be a roundtable panelist, too. We're coming back after 5.
Get more at 971talk.com. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps.
Beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring amazing special guests from the cast and crew.
After that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.